Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studios with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, you're losing your hair.
Yeah. And, and of course, MTV's own Wild and Out's Elgin David.
Yeah, Elgin David. You can just start calling me Elgin David.
Yeah, you don't want that all that set up?
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah. You know.
I got to tell you something. First of all, this is the kind of guy that can go get away with just the first name. Elgin. One name, like Madonna.
Right.
Or, you know, don't you say Diana?
Right.
You know who you're talking about. Right. It's Elgin.
Elgin.
There
Elgin.
Is no other fucking Elgin.
I don't know a lot of Elgins.
No. Elgin Baylor was the only other Elgin I can even think of in life. Can you?
Elgin.
Who's Elgin Baylor, man? Do you know
he
who
was
that
a
was?
Basketball player.
Right.
Yeah.
Elgin. You,
you obviously
know, like,
don't follow in that pattern.
Yeah, there's Elgin. There's yeah. Elgin, Illinois. There's the Elgin Street Sweeper.
Hmm.
There's an Elgin Theater.
There's an Elgin Watch that I was named after.
Really?
And there's yeah. an Elgin Theater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Maybe. And one day, I'm going to open up a bar in the Keys, and it's going to be called The Elgin, and I'm going to put it on Elgin Lane, because there's an Elgin Lane there in
that's
the Keys.
That's cool. Let me ask you this.
Really?
You were named
yep.
after a watch?
So there's no other place that's named that right now that took advantage of the street name?
I don't know, but I think that me being Elgin
well, you may want to do
and
some
the
of
Keys
that research.
Being a cool place, I should make that place called The Elgin.
It would. No, I thought he was going to say Elgin's.
Right.
Like gin, like drinking Elgin's.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Now, let me ask you this. You were named after a watch?
Yeah.
Was the watch always like an hour late? Because the Spanish people have a habit of doing that.
Actually, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
It's racially
right.
L,
it's called L.
Authentic.
Right.
It had an extra little tooth in the gear,
yeah.
so it's
yeah,
fun
some people
a
worry,
slower.
Some
yeah.
people get Swiss timing watches.
Yeah.
You know, other people, you know, get Puerto Rican timing
yeah,
watches
Rican,
where
yeah.
you look down like, oh, my God, we're late. You get there. It's like an hour early. We tricked you.
Yeah. You heard, well, you heard of that. You've heard of CPT, right?
I don't think anyone's ever
I think
heard
I don't
of
think
that.
We ever heard
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
Sure
no.
No.
I've told the story my mother being always late.
Yeah.
In the house there was usually a clock that was a half hour fast.
Mm-hmm.
There was another clock that usually in the bedrooms which were 45 minutes fast.
Right.
Ones in the kitchen were basically 35 minutes fast.
Well, that's so your father could tell your mother he banged her for an hour and a half and it was only 20 minutes.
I'll bow to your better knowledge, Peter.
I don't know.
Well,
that's the only reason I would
talk about
my
mom and dad. You know, talk about my mom and dad having sex, which.
Well, they obviously did. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're here. You had a couple of
that
brothers.
That was funny.
Yeah. My dad was a player when he was young.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the studio, I have actually a photo of his first passport photo.
Yeah.
And this is when he was like in his late 20s, and his hair was thinning worse than mine at this moment. So
I
I'm like,
know.
At least I'm glad that I got to my 50 years old, right?
Yeah.
To have it.
Right.
Yeah, my
I'm hoping it's not like a fast decline, like it just disappears or it just, you know, it sets back for a little bit and then settles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You kind of look like a chia pet right now.
Yeah. Chia pet, that's funny.
I don't know.
What's next? You're going to talk a joke, tell a joke about Slinkies or fucking Etch-a-Sketch?
Yeah. By the way, there was an Obama chia pet. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. I swear
yeah.
to Christ.
It's so funny when you see it. It is.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Is that the funniest
And who else
shit?
Was on there? It was Obama
know.
And...
I don't know.
Because you had to have two people on there.
Angela Davis. Some big-headed fucking... But only they had it on his head. You know, you
right.
wrote a fucking afro. It's so
well,
funny,
it's not like you put it on his chest.
Yeah. Will Chamberlain. They had the Will Chamberlain one. Lou Alcindor.
I always wonder... I wonder what the sales are on Chia Pets. Like those things. I wonder how many people actually go, I really want to get this. And out of those people...
Have you
that,
been
out
to
of,
Indiana?
Out of those people, out of those people that get them, I wonder how many of those people that just actually get it to see if it works.
Right.
Right.
And now you can just see them at like CVS or Walgreens on
right.
the made on TV aisle or whatever. Or seen
as
on
seen,
TV.
On
as TV. Seen on TV.
Yeah, that yeah. big that you know? Big label. As seen
they
on TV.
They have a bunch of those fucking products in there. Mm-hmm.
You can go to... They have a whole booth at Festival Flea Market.
Oh, yeah?
A whole huge booth. And you can get anything you want that was ever
on
TV.
You can get, like, Slap Chop. You can get...
The Burger Patty Maker.
Yeah. By the way, Chad Blue says, my hairline just like LeBron James.
Yeah. You should start wearing the headband.
I got to wear a headband. Yeah. I got to start wearing a headband.
LeBron had
Facebook Live.
LeBron had some work. He had some implants.
Yeah. I might get the tattoo. I might just get some tattoo, some darkness in there. I'll just deal with that nonsense.
What do they call it? What do you people call it? The teenagers with they make the line that
it's called the tape.
Tape. Yeah. It's so stupid.
Can your wife do the tape?
I'm not going to do the tape. I don't care if my.
You know,
I'm not
I know what I would
tape.
Do. Just put masking tape across you. Get black masking tape. And tapes
no,
hair.
They have that spray. They have spray you can use.
I'm not spraying. I'm not
little,
putting metal fibers
the
in my head.
The little fibers that you can, you know.
Next thing you know, you
sprinkle
walk
on your head.
You walk through the airport. The metal detector. The things just lift off your head.
This is Ron Pobile for the spray paint your hair. Remember those commercials?
Yeah, remember that they put the ring around their head and then they go spray it.
Yeah,
and pop the ring off.
Yeah.
But the more modern day one now is you actually get a little tattoo of it actually looks like hair.
It's called micropigmentation.
There you go. So it kind of looks like you're filling in. I won't have to sit in front of the mirror and go like this. Like, how am I going to?
That's like these chicks who get their eyebrows tattooed now. It's a sick and threaded. It's called threading.
Well, threading them is actually it's a technique that uses a string.
Right.
And they take it and they spin it around their finger like this and make it like, twisted. Yeah. And then they pull it on the eyebrows and rips the hair out. And I don't even know.
Wow.
It's a crazy procedure.
It sounds painful for vanity.
It is.
I don't know if I'd go through all that. I wouldn't, you know, if someone would say, look, I could give you, you know, add 3 inches to your penis,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have to just go under. You know, you might go through with that for the benefit.
Right.
But to have to go through all this for my eyebrows.
The micropigmentation tattoo. Look at that.
Wow, that guy looks like he's in the army.
See, so it's called micropigmentation tattoo.
Yeah, that looks real.
And
almost.
they go dot by dot
but
in your head.
I got to have longer hair than that. So I'd go bald and just paint like a, you know, like a nice dew on my hair.
Well, maybe you should try to get a little implant from the back to the front.
I got a great idea. You get a graffiti artist just to do your head. It looks like 3D.
I'm going to get one of those.
Looks like hair.
I'm going to get one of those guys from that, like, Japanese artists.
Yeah.
I'm going to have like a Goku.
You see the 3D art?
Yeah. I'd have a Goku tattoo on my head. By the way, Robert Chen at least says on Facebook Live, at least you guys have hair. Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
sorry, buddy. Don't mean to rub it in. And, of course, Perry Sack with so far the quote of the day on Facebook Live says, Peter is absolutely fucking hysterical off stage. And
thank you, bro. Listen, I never purported to be a great comic like you guys, you know?
Well.
But I just write a lot better than any of you.
Well,
and
I'm
much funnier, naturally funnier than any of you.
All right, well, slow down there, buddy.
We know that. We all know that. Elgin will tell you the same thing.
And he's humble, too.
Right, yeah. Elgin will tell you the same thing. Listen, you got to have cockiness to be confident.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's just a little too cocky.
Well, you got to have cock, too.
Yeah, well, that helps.
Cocking today.
Anyway, by the way, good news. They caught they did catch him, and then the guy cowardly just shot himself, the Facebook Live killer.
Did he do that today?
Disgusting.
Yeah, they found him. Was it in Philly? They found him somewhere in Pittsburgh, near Pittsburgh?
I didn't really know. They saw him driving, and then he
wanted to go in and get a Happy Meal.
Shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an unhappy meal.
You know, based on, you know, a lot of people say, good he did that, saved the taxpayers a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, for the families of the poor guy he killed, you know, walking home after having Easter dinner with his fucking family, that this fucking hooplehead.
Here's the good news. At least he got to eat, you know, a good meal.
Yeah, at least he got some.
So
listen.
Seriously.
If you're going to look at anything.
Could have been before dinner, and, you know, they could have all been
How would you like to be 75 years old, have an experience like that, you walk in, and this fucking Malouk comes walking over all upset because his girlfriend left him and points a gun at your head and you're thinking, oh, are you kidding me? And then he shoots you dead.
I'd rather have that than have somebody tell me I had cancer again and tell me I had 3 months to live.
Yeah, well, you're...
Sure.
I hear, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't, you know.
At 75, okay. At 50 or 45 or 30, you know, maybe 10 more years, 85. All right, come and kill me at 85.
But that's just a freaking crazy happening, man.
It's awful.
This dude.
People are
sick. If you befall by the hand of another man,
yeah,
as opposed to just from sickness or illness, which is more of, you would think would
God's
be more
way.
Of God's way,
yeah.
But you know, your God, you know, how can you imagine being, if you knew when as a baby and God gave your owner's manual and said, okay, I'm going to make it to 56.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through the book. Okay, things aren't that bad. This looks pretty good. And then you get to 55. And then you find out that you get run over by some old lady who thought the car was in reverse and drove right through you in a Subway when you're eating Subway sandwich.
Listen, some NFL player, ex-former NFL player, ran over his three-year-old daughter this weekend.
Yeah, that guy was retired.
Well,
right?
And
in a fucking truck. You know, how do you live with yourself at that point? And how do you tell yourself there's a God?
Right.
There's no fucking.
Well, let's try not to be so fucking morbid.
But there was that young actor too. He got pinned by his Jeep in his driveway.
Yeah. Star Trek guy. Right.
And he just passed away. Yeah. You would never expect that. You're in. You know what I mean? Your career's taking off, and then all of a sudden,
dude, he left the water running in the kitchen. He was running a cup of coffee. And can you imagine how much water was wasted in Beverly Hills, that thing? By the time they figured it out.
Wow.
No, but it's terrible. He had something on the stove.
What was that about being the funniest guy in the fucking room?
A hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, that brought you down a notch.
Yeah, wasn't trying to be funny. I was being truthful.
Well,
the irony of it.
It is. Things and the thing is, you never know.
Nope.
This guy, took the cowardly way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
sucks.
I'd like to see him he's probably plummeting into a dark black abyss of nothingness, right?
Hopefully.
And
he's with all the people in your room.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be
stupid
interesting.
People.
Here's something interesting. If the guy had some kind of a life insurance policy, whether through some kind of work or something, whatever it is, $5,000, $10,000, if the family of the guy he killed can sue for that money.
Could never happen.
How come?
Because anything that's in a life insurance or bequeath aspect is trusted through the morality clauses.
What if the guy had no? Oh, really?
It doesn't matter. You couldn't sue. It's just like for the same reason. If I have a pension or I have an annuity or a life insurance proceed and right. I owe $50 million to Kmart, mm-hmm. you know, for all the specials I bought.
Right.
Well, guess what? My family's still going to get that money. The
Kmart's not.
Anybody, if there's any type of legal. Of inheritance debt and stuff like that, you try to chase the estate, but mm-hmm. once the life insurance goes over to Elgin,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
and they say, hey, would you want to pay your mom's, dad's, for cousins? You want to pay the debt of $500,000 they left?
No,
thanks, I can't.
No.
I got other things on my mind.
Yeah, hell no.
And that's it. And nobody's going to save you in that case. All right, Matlock?
What about your credit cards?
They're done.
They're done once you die?
Yeah, I mean, unless you have a spouse and there are joint accounts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So there's things you always, whenever listen to, a part of being a financial guy is not just, hey, what stock to buy, but sometimes it's protection planning, which is making sure you title your accounts properly.
So
that you there. Yeah, well, I help out. Yeah. I'm really helpful when it comes to condoms, Peter.
Yeah, well, you said protection. I didn't know what you're talking about.
Well, there you go. Again, with that, let's see. Let's all raise our hands. Who's the funniest person in the room right now? Anyway, you were talking about something about work. You have to, like many of us, you have to go through a daily job. You have to go and support for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So it's a pain in the ass.
Well, working, I thought I'd be done by now by 60. You know, I fucked up, 10 years ago. I've had a couple of medical things and some losses back in 2008, man, a 401k and a house and all that shit. So I have to work. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you don't have you haven't put away. Yeah, you've been through divorces, which can crush any type of financial. And now no wonder you're sitting there looking like that.
Yeah, well, I got
look at Elgin's looking over at you like, oh, I don't want to be.
No, man. Well, listen,
I'm looking at my future.
This is your
right
future,
now.
Buddy. 25 years from now. Yeah. Well, listen, you're marrying a school teacher and you're a fucking part-time comic. So good luck.
Oh man, I'm a part-time fucking jokester.
Right.
Right.
Just
man.
That one robbed a bank. Now, some guy. Here's a perfect example. Some fucking guy went out and robbed a bank. He's a Oh, I forgot what he was. He's a postal employee. He's a post office worker. He got divorced.
Guys never do anything crazy.
He lost a lot of money. He owed an ex-wife. He knocked up his current girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. He had to pick up his... This is the funniest thing in the world. He wakes up, robs a bank, goes to, in the middle of the morning.
What?
And goes to pick up his son from school and then picks up the girlfriend's daughter from school and rides around. In the meantime, they're in the money, one of the money packs... There was a tracking device.
Right.
So he's driving around. They're following. picking everybody up from school. He's got all the cash in the back there, $9,000, and they pull him over. Say, hey, listen, stupid.
Open the trunk.
Right. You got a GPS thing in the money there, you moron.
You have to spend it all.
So he said, yeah, Jesus, I needed the money. I had to do this.
Had to do it.
I figure about when I'm about 75, I am going to rob a bank.
Yeah. Isn't there a new movie coming out with Alan Arkin?
Yeah, it just came out already, these three guys.
Who's the other guy? Freeman? It's called, Morgan Freeman?
What is it called?
Yeah. The company loses all their pension money and they're stuck.
Hmm.
You know.
Should they rob a bank?
I have a little bit of a benefit because I don't have children to take to worry about college and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, it's just me and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The dogs.
And the dogs.
Right.
And I'm hoping that will help my life expectancy takes me a little further than theirs.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the way, right on by Robert Chen, who's also a financial advisor on my advice. So, and by the way, before you take my advice, consult with your own professional advisor.
That's correct.
All right.
And we will not take orders to buy and sell on this show.
Yeah.
And the movie's called Going in Style.
Going in Style.
With Morgan Freeman.
Right.
And Alan Arkin.
But there's a third guy, no?
Yeah,
so listen, if you're going to rob a bank, you know what I mean? You got to be, understand that if you rob a bank and you get caught, it's a federal offense.
Yeah.
So even if you get away with 10 bucks, you could spend 20 years in the federal prison.
Right. Oh, we have what, three meals a day and medical and
yeah,
we're
actually in a nice hotel where, you know,
I knew that's why
you just
got to
change
that.
Your lifestyle.
Of
like,
course, man.
You know, forget about women for
Fuck,
a while.
If I, you know, because I'm going to outlive my money, and then that's the problem with everybody.
Peter's going to go walking into a bank with a mask on backwards.
Yeah,
you know, he's going to come in with a gun that already has bang, like a bang flag already hanging from
right.
it. I'm holding this place up. Somebody call the
Dude,
cops.
Just
he's
going to
come in like pre-cuffed. Just
stand outside
with the gun.
Yeah, and my toothbrush. And my toothbrush. Yeah. And my
he's going to come in with luggage.
My overnight bag, right.
He'll just come, yeah.
They're calling him the freeloader
like,
bandit.
He's like, you want us to fill up the bag? No, this is my shit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. This is my underwear and socks.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Cigarettes so I got to give away so I don't have to blow guys in the bathroom.
Years ago, there was a guy on Long Island, and it was so funny because they called him the sandwich burglar.
Yeah.
Because they finally caught him. He was one of like nine kids, the youngest of nine, and he'd never got enough to eat. So when he was robbing houses, he got into the habit of sitting down and making a sandwich. And they would find like all this sandwich, this, you know, bread out and mustard and mayo and fucking, you know, lunch meat and shit. He'd sit there and actually have a meal and then go home. And you see that? Like, sandwich burger strikes again.
Well, man,
you
know, amazing.
Oscar Mayer out of
it. It's a lot better than that guy who'd rob your house and leave a big hooping shit in your toilet.
Yeah, I had that happen too.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I told the story once when we visited Edison Community College in Naples, which is now, I guess, Southwest Florida College or something, for a fight, one of my fights. And basically, everybody on the card was from one school over in Naples against people from all over, like, visitors fighting their guys, because they're the one who puts the event on.
Right.
So everybody in the visitors' bathroom, that was your changing room and place to get ready and prepped and wrapped and all that stuff. And I don't know, like, maybe 15 fighters, 20 fighters in there. So we get in there, and the place smells like the worst Jiffy John.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in there, and every toilet in the bathrooms is loaded and unflushed.
Ew.
Duty.
Yeah, like they all took a big dump the day before and left it in there.
That's fucking disgusting.
So, I mean, the air, you know what I mean?
Permeate.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
God.
Yeah. But that was the fight where I broke the guy's leg in 12 seconds. So after the fight, I'm like, anybody want to have can I use your bathroom?
Right.
Anybody want to use our bathroom?
Right. Can I
mean,
that's funny.
So, anyway. We were going to talk about working and a pain in the ass of working, but listen.
It does suck.
You know, I have one of those situations where they always get these, like, headhunters, you know. And to be honest with you, on my day job, this is the longest I've ever lasted with any company.
Well, you know, I haven't caught you yet.
I've been 3 to 4 years, you know, places, like right. Wells Fargo, whatever, and Bank United and Washington Mutual and American Express, you know. Hartford. I've been at companies for 3 to 4 years.
Right.
It was like the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Something always changes. You know, something comes up.
No, you're worth more in 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we've discussed it. People make a jump when you're in sales. You take your clients.
Right.
You have incentives. People want you somewhere else.
Yeah, you move on.
Right.
But this is the time I went on my own. I'm my own boss. I'm an independent guy. And I'm over, it's 7+ years now.
Well, you're not going to fire yourself, are you?
I know. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to say, hey, listen, let's have a conversation.
Did you give yourself a raise?
Yeah,
I talked to you about your benefits. You're taking a lot
but
of
you know,
time
it's just interesting because you know people call me and say, "What could you know?" I love the question because they said, "What could we do?" Like in other words, what would make your life better?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, simply put, I'm as content as possible. I have a great office 5 minutes from my house. I have my own select group of clients. You know, I decide I don't really advertise. I just want to maintain what I have, mm-hmm. maybe add it, you know. But if I could do anything, it's a way to meet potentially five to ten new clients a year. And if you can do that and get me in front of qualified people, you know, I could sit down and win, you know, and do my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was it. By the way, they're also going to start doing advertising on the radio. They actually have a channel of time. You know,
who's they?
I'll give it to you on the break.
Oh, all right.
Before I say it. And the guy said, you know, you got a really good voice. You know, let's talk to the people who own this thing. Because you actually know I can move on and have my own financial radio show
mm-hmm.
out here, and that goes all over the coast and bring me your funds.
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Yes.
And Elgin.
Yes.
Just Elgin.
Yeah, we've decided that we're just giving that one name,
right?
Man. Like, fucking
Elgin.
For today's show.
Like,
Elgin.
Share.
For today's show.
We'll see
I'll
how it goes.
Elgin.
Give
yeah.
it trial basis.
Yeah.
Like Ali. You know, think about that. You know, when you say Ali, you know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Elgin, that's it.
Yeah, the guy at the 7-Eleven.
Ali, yeah.
Gives me two pieces of pizza instead of one.
There is one more Elgin I can think of.
Who's that?
Yeah.
It's a hairstylist named Elgin Charles.
Hmm.
Yeah, where's he?
He's alive somewhere in the world. Styling hair.
And yeah. How do you know that?
Well, look
from TV.
Oh, he's famous. Oh. He's a, yeah.
And, yeah, and because my name is Elgin, and I know many, I pretty much know all the Elgins.
Yeah. Your father just couldn't spell engine. That's the
problem. You sure that's how we spell
look,
it?
Look, the little engine that could. Yes. I think I can. Look, we had a baby. Look, see? Let's call him Engine.
Engine. Vamos, Engine.
All
right. Anyway, we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show!
Welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Here with Peter Leonard and Elgin David, and Facebook Live again on my Facebook page, Dougie Almeida, if you ever want to join us. Just don't be a hot chick with your titties hanging out and expect me to accept the request.
Yeah, I get so many of these fake, stupid requests every day.
Again, I think the funniest thing about that, I'm trying to write a bit about it, but is those poor souls, those dopey bastards that accepted it.
Yeah.
You know who accepts a lot of these? Stuttering John.
What happens to you when you accept it?
Well, they're I don't know, they're like malware, they're like, I don't know, they're just like bots or something that, I don't know, try to advertise. I don't know. I never accept them anymore.
I'm curious to know what happens. Do you get a virus? Does your computer shut
down?
Does
yeah.
it, like
malware, what? You know, maybe they start uploading stuff. You know, they're just not real people, so.
Well, and what I find funny about it is that they all live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, they're always living right here.
Exactly
in your
where
hometown.
You're from. If you're from Coral Springs, it says Coral Springs, from Coral Springs.
Right.
And they're always like,
I've never seen that
chick. You.
Yeah. I'm available if you want to talk. Really?
Yeah. And every time you show up, it's never them. I mean, in my experience. I mean, wait, what?
Yeah. I don't do that.
I
delete them, and but the hopeless souls. I'm trying to remember the thing. I have it written down in my notes. But these guys that accept them, you know, that they're like, oh, they have three mutual friends. Like sometimes I won't even look at something on Facebook anymore unless there's at least 100 mutual friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it's 10 or 15, then you got to look at it because that's usually friends from like high school, and it's like 10 or 20 people. But other than that, you know,
you got to decline them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want those people talking to me.
Right.
And trying to give me fucked up shit on my computer.
Yeah. No, so you delete them. But like I said, yeah, Stuttering John from the Howard Stern show and Jay Leno when he was the announcer for them, he accepts all the hot chicks.
Really?
He doesn't. I'm like, hey, dude.
He's like, accept,
yeah,
accept.
Yeah, hey, another
what
fan.
An idiot, man. Why would he do
I don't know, but he's on there a lot. No, I don't know. Maybe he's putting something together on his own. You know, maybe he's doing research.
Peter, you don't get those fake friend requests?
Of course I do. And it's always some hot chick who lives in, like, Louisville, Kentucky, and there's three pictures of her with huge tits. And no storyline. No story. Last post, 2011.
Right.
You know, and some shit. Went to Podunk High School. And that's all there is. And it's a phony. And these morons who friend these people, they're just going to give themselves some kind of virus.
Well, thanks.
Serious. You know great. That. Listen, I saw some idiot posted today. Said, hey, I just got a notice from Microsoft that said that there's something wrong with my computer and they wanted me to give them my something number. I said, you know, what are you, born yesterday? That's 10 years old.
They're getting a little smart because I got one of those emails that basically said where it's from, and I just looked at it. It was in my spam file.
Was it?
And, you know, I open it, it says, you know, basically said that these are the parties that are involved in this and that. We need this information from you. I was going to fill it out, you know, like where do you work? I'm like, you know, the glory hole.
Yeah.
What's the name of your bank?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Take it, you know, the
Acme.
No, the Madoff, Bernie Madoff. You know, Bernie Madoff bank. Just fill it out and get them all excited.
I had a phone call, I swear, this morning from a guy. Would you like to order something for the pharmacy? I said, I'm so glad you called. Do me a favor, mm-hmm. get a pen. And I had this guy on the phone for five. I said, I need Viagra.
Yeah.
I need Cialis. I need 100 tabs of each.
Right.
I need Xanax.
Percocet.
I said Percocet. I need
Clonazepam.
Roar 714s.
Right.
And I said, I need you to never call me again.
Yeah.
I said, you pay.
Yeah. But there you go. He was all excited.
Like, well, he was going like wild, man.
All right. Well, in segment two, here is a story. You're talking about freak accidents in the beginning of the show. But you know, like Pier 66, you ever been to Pier 66?
Yes, I have.
What is that?
Pier 66 is right off the 17th Street Causeway leading to Fort Lauderdale Beach.
The one that spins, the Hyatt. Yeah. Actually, my cousin got married there, and I emceed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea of this place, it's a rotating platform.
Mm-hmm.
And within an hour, you get 360-degree view mm-hmm. of the entire thing.
Threw up.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good.
A little too high pace for you?
Yeah.
This is a story. A five-year-old boy was killed after a freak accident at the rotating restaurant.
What?
I don't know if it was this one. I think it was somewhere else in Atlanta. The one that's in a... family of a young boy killed in a grisly accident at a rotating restaurant in Georgia.
Grizzly? A bear? I thought it was in a hotel.
It had nothing to do with a bear. But the
it
fact...
a grisly accident.
So I guess there's an area of the rotating area that's in between, let's say, a wall...
Oh, shit, he got
and, like, a table.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I sure do.
And the kid was probably over there fucking... He was probably getting, you know, like kids do. They get curious. The kid probably could tell that this is one of those areas. You're like, look, this is where it's disappearing.
Right.
This is where the wall is going into. And he got close.
Oh, my God.
And he got stuck in this thing, and his arm probably.
Uh-oh.
Wait, wow. Oh, and then he got sucked in?
And crushed to death.
His whole body was caught... in between, maybe 4 or 5 inches of space, and his head took the brunt of the injury.
No.
Well, that's usually what happens when you're that age. That's the only thing that's really like a melon.
They buried him in a waffle iron.
George Foreman grill.
Oh, my God. You guys are terrible.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah.
I told you, my buddy John Pratt. Johnny, hope you're feeling better. He had surgery today.
Got hit by a ceiling fan accident.
Ceiling fan accident. Horrible.
Freak accident.
Big old skull.
Yeah.
They had to pop his head open today and pop his skull out and put some bone in there and some mesh and some other shit.
Are you kidding?
Nope. Yeah. I'm worried. I'm just worried about one of my back wisdom teeth. The whole back part of the porcelain enamel came off. Just right.
You have a good dentist? You should go see my guy Keith Schwartz.
Well, I have no pain or anything. It's just a big chunk of the tooth missing.
It was like a crown?
No, it was my real tooth.
Oh,
my big
real tooth fell off?
Oh,
like,
you know,
a tooth goes like this. There's like four big things in the back.
Yeah.
This whole piece just broke off.
Wow.
And it's just exposing the side of the thing.
Yeah.
We lost all our Facebook viewers, by the way, on that story. So let's move on.
Coca-Cola. You should drink some Coca-Cola.
I'll drink a Slurpee. I was going to have a cherry Slurpee. Thanks, Peter. If you're going to be funny, Sergeant Warren Pickard of Atlanta Police Department said the staff and patrons at the restaurant immediately tried to give first aid to the boy. They were moving furniture. They were pulling chairs that were bolted to the floor. They were pulling them off up and try to get the child out.
Wow. Oh my God!
So
they couldn't stop the this building from spinning.
Nope.
Really, it never stopped.
Well, eventually, it must have shut it down. But
his head must have stopped it.
Oh my God,
dude! You're not kidding. Do you think it's going to keep spinning with them jammed in
Well, it didn't happen.
In
the
Indiana
torque
Jones,
of that thing.
They put the skull.
Listen,
the torque of that thing.
Yeah. You know, the torque of that thing couldn't. You know. I wonder if they had stopped it, or you know that like you just mentioned is, yeah. What's going to stop it? Oh, I think his head.
His T-shirt.
Yeah,
a stained T-shirt. That's,
you know? Can you imagine?
Oh my God!
So you know, don't be that curious, little boys and girls. Speaking of families and maybe doing the right thing, maybe this wouldn't have happened if this family actually smoked pot together.
Can you cancel a check at that point? Do you think? What are you fair?
What is that?
Time to cancel? Because listen, you go to a was a wedding or some shit? They went to an affair. The kid gets killed.
So you're saying you think that
I take my gift back?
You think after the kid's dead, the family's trying to walk away, and they're before they walk out to go with the ambulance, the waiter goes, "Oh, excuse me, here's your bill." you think that's happening?
No, I don't know. I think it'd be an affair or something like that. It was a wedding.
The family that smokes together.
Toasted.
It was Thanksgiving afternoon in Madison, Connecticut, 4 years ago. The Chichi family was getting ready for dinner just before the turkey was served. Paige Chichi, then 18-year-old college freshman, gave her older sister Lauren the look. Paige remembers, and we realized Dad had caught the look. Says the father, Mike, who is now 66,
really,
and Aunt Denise picked up.
You
got to
start all over again.
Yeah,
yeah. That was when you had the Chichi. I was thinking about their neighbor Chocho, and I lost the whole story. Who are these people? The Chichis.
So this is a family.
Lost the whole story.
This is a family that, in the simplicity of things,
yes.
At Thanksgiving dinner, the two sisters looked at each other, gave a look like, "Let's go outside and burn."
Okay.
You didn't follow that much, or
no?
Okay, were you too busy trying to think of something funny?
No, because you were. Stumbling a little bit, and I.
Well, I'm reading it firsthand. It's not like I'm reading Shakespeare and trying to memorize.
You did graduate high school, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, okay. I don't know what you're reading. All right, no, I'm kidding. They went outside.
So they guess they went out the puff puff pass the kind of thing. They say the study's basically saying that there's a lot of families. You know, weed's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of families that actually smoke together.
Absolutely.
You know, and I can only tell you that when I was, like, if I would smoke, you know, I never smoked in my wife's apartment when her daughter's home,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if I had, and we lived together at times, you know, I'd go out on the patio, or if they'd happen to come home, you know, she was so small, it'd be like, oh, it's cigar, you know, it's like, she didn't know.
Right.
But, you know, you never smoke, you know, when she was 26, 27, she would see me, and, you know,
right.
at that point, you deal with it.
She called the cops.
Yeah, she, like, had me busted. You know, but I don't think it'd be a bad, like, if the fam, like, all right, so does your daughter, does she smoke pot?
Yeah.
And how you feel about that?
Doesn't do it a lot, you know. Doesn't do it a lot, and that's all right. You know, I'd rather have her smoke pot than drink and drive.
So
and
you prefer, like, as long as you'd be happier if she just lit up a doob. Now, you ever had, you smoke with her?
Yeah, I've shared a joint.
Yeah?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty cool.
My son, too.
Right?
It's a cool parent.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Now, I'm trying to think back to, like, I had a friend of mine said he was dating a girl when he was in high school.
Right.
Where the parent, they would smoke with the parents. They'd all get high. I thought that was, like, amazing because, you know, I never smoked in high school until I about graduated.
Right.
That was when once I got accepted into college, and I said, okay, I'm going to start smoking. And I, you know, of course. But, you know, before that, I wasn't a pothead.
Never were.
No. So have you ever smoked with a family member?
Yeah, family members, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in the day.
Like cousins and
parents?
Yeah, like a family reunion and stuff like that. Yeah. It happens.
It's always funny, like, you know, that look. It is a look, right? Do you have a look when you want to find, like, maybe you don't know somebody or, like, you're at a gathering? Like, I can think back to, like, conferences where as a broker you go to, like, these due diligence
meetings.
You
know who to ask.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could tell who's
looks. You could tell who's, you know.
Yeah.
Cool. That's what, yeah. You can,
so,
you can tell.
Cool, what's the point of the story? So what's the story? What's the
they're saying that
those who smoke together.
So while it's not norm for a family that smokes together is a glimpse of a possible future, should trends toward legalization and acceptance continue, the survey reveals that it is less taboo now for Americans who have experienced marijuana to be open with the family and friends. So it's like it's you're talking about a legalization. Canada, I don't know if Canada had their vote yet, but the whole country is basically going to have make it recreationally legal, right?
Yep.
I don't know what happened to it. Anybody on Facebook Live know? But the whole country may be able to, you know, get high.
That'd be nice. I hear they're trying to decriminalize it here.
Well, it is. I think if you get pulled over in Florida unless you got a pound, right? It has to be a certain amount, like maybe an ounce. Couldn't have more than an ounce or a pound, I think it is in Florida.
Of weed?
Right, before they'll arrest you for it.
No, it's
like they decriminalized it a couple years ago.
Yeah, but it's still it's 3/4 of an ounce of weed you can have in your possession.
Right.
If they catch you with a few pounds of weed, then you're going in. Right, then you're although, oh my God, man. One of my really good friends who was a grower down here, man, this guy got popped, I swear to God, with like...
What's that mean? He had a small penis till he got hard?
Yeah, 50 pounds of weed, and they let him off probation.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You know what they really cared about?
It's the pills, man.
Yeah,
the pills.
Yeah, they really care about that. And like, we knew a guy in Miami that got caught with like 200 ecstasy pills.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still in jail.
He's gone forever. No, of course. Yeah. It's the pills.
He's still in jail, that guy.
Pills.
This is like
powder. You know,
15 years ago.
Crack. That shit will put you out forever.
This little table on weed laws in Florida say that the possession in small amounts for a gift or personal use, 20 grams or less, it's 1 year maximum fine, $1,000 maximum charge, 1 year maximum time in jail.
Maximum, right?
Time. And misdemeanor first degree is the charge. And then it gets a little worse from there.
How much was that? How much?
20 grams or less.
20 grams. What's that?
20 grams is 3/4 of an ounce.
Yeah.
21 grams is 3/4 of an ounce. But I don't know that.
Thanks for... any rate, by the way, also here of importance, the giraffe finally gave birth. Everybody was talking. I couldn't watch the video. I don't know why, you know, but people are so intrigued with...
I had no idea this was going on.
Right.
I just go to Facebook.
Right.
I scroll through my feed and I get to it at the moment where the giraffe like plopped out. I was like, what
really?
The fuck is going on Facebook?
So how good is that you just saw that as opposed to sat there for weeks and if not months, right, of this trying to watch this thing?
People were waiting for weeks to watch
this
thing?
Yeah, right? She was supposed, right? Didn't they take it off for a while? Isn't this the same giraffe? Is there a bunch of giraffes giving birth?
Yeah. I had no idea this was happening.
Right.
At all.
Right.
Well, I'm just like looking at my Facebook, see what's going on, who's doing what, and then all of a sudden, giraffe... baby, yeah. I said,
all over the place, and I didn't. You know, I think it's so stupid. You know, who sponsored it was Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, yeah.
Yeah, with that stupid giraffe.
That was hilarious.
What's
it
the giraffe's
Toys
name,
Us.
By the way?
I was like, Toys R Us. It's called Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
right.
The giraffe.
They sponsored that whole thing. They had that feed on the whole time.
I was like, their branding is getting pretty desperate.
I'll give $50 to either one of you who can tell me what the name of the Hartford stag is.
The Hartford
Life Insurance, the stag, the old, you know, the big deer,
Buck.
No, good guess.
His name is
Harvey
Bullwinkle. I don't know.
His name's Larry.
Is it really
Larry the Stag?
Stag.
He's a big stag, like a male deer.
Why have a stag party? What does that mean?
Mm.
Is Larry's birthday? Have a stag party.
This is what he's talking about. This fucking thing.
I know,
but that was the most viewed YouTube channel.
What about the Dreyfus Lion? What's his name?
Now, do you think Toys R Us, they sponsored it, but do you think they get the revenue from the views? You think about something like that?
That's interesting. I bet it went to the zoo. I bet it went as donations to wherever this fucking thing was born.
Well,
wasn't it?
I don't know.
Where was it born? At a zoo, right?
This particular zoo, I imagine.
Yeah, I bet the zoo guy.
You know what zoo it was? I mean, that's how much I was, you know.
It was Giraffe Zoo. Toys R Us Zoo.
I saw giraffes in the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. In Colorado Springs.
What'd you see?
Bunch of giraffes. They have a nice giraffe exhibit at the Cheyenne Zoo in Colorado Springs. It's on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of the giraffes.
I heard it was really giraffe-y there.
Yeah, this is the funniest guy in the room, everybody.
Giraffe-y. The window open in the zoo, it was giraffe-y.
And our last story for segment two... Our last segment
fucking pot's really good.
There's one viewer on the Facebook Live.
Well,
thanks to that
why.
Tired of comedy.
Okay.
So
the good news is they can't see you.
Here's an interesting thing. Las Vegas are going to now have vending machines with needles.
What? Hypodermic needles?
Las Vegas, hoping to stem the HIV and hepatitis out there to get needle vending machines.
That's a great idea. This way you get as many as you need. and use them and throw them on the ground. Somebody else can pick them up.
All right. Well, here's the thing. You read a story like that, and all these people going to Vegas and getting hookers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen, I know you don't bang a hooker bareback. You know what I mean? But, you know, then some people think, okay, well, I'm going to...
On a horse?
I'm going to still... Yeah, there's still guys that will perform oral on prostitutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, are you...
Who would do that? Why would you... Why?
Yeah.
I would, might be a thirsty...
Oh my
might be a cum
God.
Freak.
Nice needle
might
snack.
Be, might be a
that's
cum
the
freak.
Nastiest thing I yeah. can ever think of. That's like licking the urinal.
Yeah.
Or,
what you're talking about?
Yeah, most of the time there's no kissing. You know, there's no kissing involved. What? But then, you know, I got carried away. My friend Rick said, I got carried away. Yeah, you're going to get carried away, you idiot. Keep going down on a professional.
You know what he said 3 months later?
My buddy Rick, by the way, we partied so hard on the New Year's Eve up there that I was there for 2 days, 3 days. My wife was there even two. And then he stayed in South Beach for like 6 more days.
Yeah.
He was at Bally's on an exercise bike, you know, and he ended up having a stroke and fell to the floor. And thank God there was a paramedic nearby with that shot chest.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, like that takes care of that.
Uh-huh. Look up this story, man.
We don't have time. We're going to take a break, and I got to finish this story.
Okay, go ahead.
Las Vegas preparing to be the first city in the nation with a vending machine dispensing clean needles in an effort to help combat the threat of hepatitis B, C, and HIV, and sometimes Y, while also possibly leading some drug users into treatment. So I guess on the machines, they're going to say, you know, if you have an issue, call this number.
Yeah, right.
Three machines will be available for users starting in May. The pilot program is a coordinated effort between Track B Exchange and the Southern Nevada Health District and the Nevada AIDS Research and Education Society to discourage the sharing of needles among users. I guess if you're doing heroin and stuff like that, you know, just like the guy who will actually perform oral on a prostitute, I guess when you're a heroin addict, you're
not
like,
really worried about...
just wipe it off.
Yeah.
Just wipe it off, rinse it off in that puddle. And then give it to me. I'll shoot it in my arm.
So now, are the vending machines going to be free, or do they have to pay for these needles? And like, you know, pick C2, and then it spins out like, and drops vending machines like a bag of chips. Is that how it's going to work? You can't find anything about that.
I'm looking towards the back. The president of vending machine users would have to fill out a form for sponsoring groups and obtain an 8-digit identification number to ensure confidentiality.
Oh, wow.
And track their use. Each kit will contain sterile syringes and needles, along with a compartment of used needles that can be disposed of safely at the machines.
Wow. So it's like Redbox for needles.
Right.
You get your needles out, you use them, you put them back in there, and you feed it back to the machine.
The machines cost $15,000 and will be located inside three facilities and would be accessed only during the hours of the building are open for business.
Wow.
Reed said the cost of each kit was under $10. They would be free for users.
It's an interesting way to get these users cataloged.
Yeah, but we're supposed to shoot them up.
You're getting them checking in, and now they're in the system.
Right.
As these are users.
Right. You tag them like cattle.
Yeah.
Right? So when you see them on the street,
you know who's who.
Yeah.
And they're going to be carrying these little cases. Maybe they're going to have, like, GPSs on them. And
you
can pull up the map. There's all the users.
And all of a sudden, there's going to be a raid on people like immigration. Mm-hmm. And somehow all these drug users are going to be gone.
Yeah, because they know exactly where to find them.
That's right.
It's a setup.
And they're going to drop them off in Afghanistan.
It's
so they get all the heroin they want.
I would like that.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Elgin David.
What is up?
I'm Dougie Almeida, and we'll be back with Straight From the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th to the 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. But a lot of it seems to happen right here in Florida. Just saying. Before the break, we're talking about, you heard a story about a man who had sex with a prostitute.
Yeah.
And he died.
Right.
While he was knee-deep. He was knee-deep. He was knee-deep in it, and he just couldn't. And, you know, a lot of people die like that because that's your heart, you know, is that a, you know, if you're not in healthy shape and your wife, your girls want you to, you know, you're trying to last like a stud.
Yeah.
You know, and next thing you know, you're like, oh, my hamstring.
Yeah.
You know, my ankle tendon, my Achilles.
Has that happened to you, hamstring?
You know, listen, because of all the fighting, the martial arts, my Achilles and my knees.
Calf.
You know, sometimes
I got a cramp in my calf sometimes.
Yeah, that's the worst, man.
Oh my God.
When you get a cramp,
you try to be, you know,
you try to be subtle, and then it tightens you up like and then you're like, ah, you jump off the bed.
I wish my dick got that hard.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I had a bad toe cramp one time in the middle of a good session.
Oh yeah.
And a toe cramp could make you leap into the next building.
Yeah.
I've had a leg cramp one time really bad, and you just have to like straighten it out and be like, "Wait, just hold on. I just have to hold my leg."
It's a great way not to come though when you're in pain. Like that.
Yeah. There's one way to help.
For them. I actually pray for cramps when I'm fucking, you know. At least I last 3-4 minutes, you know.
Before Peter has sex, he actually makes sure he does unstretching.
Right.
Oh my God.
He lays on a reclining chair,
you know,
so he's all tight.
It's better than thinking about, you know.
But like, you know, so we're saying, and we were looking up the stories, and the interesting thing is there's countless stories of how people died while being with a prostitute.
So many stories.
Right? There's like you said the guy died while banging a prostitute, and then you came up with one.
Yeah. And that's a way to go out. I mean, come on.
This is the first story that, you know, obviously Peter came up with that one. You know, okay. And then we realized, well, that happens more than often.
Right.
But then we got this story, transgender. Transgender call girl demands compensation after her penis broke during a fatal sex session.
Her penis broke.
Her penis.
I didn't think you could break a penis.
I didn't think you could either, and then someone told me that it could snap in half.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
and I guess it's like there's a tendon. I guess
it's a major cartilage. It's
how do like we not know our own like anatomy?
Yeah, where's the urologist?
Let's
out on Facebook.
This out.
You could break the cartilage. Like it's a very hard cartilage that could rupture or crack. It's like a pizza box when you fold it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It could be that. That's breaking it.
I had to splint my cock once.
Yeah,
two popsicle sticks on each side. And you wrap tape it. Yeah,
this is a Men's Health article, and it says you that can. It's not a myth. That you truly can break your penis.
Yeah,
I've tried.
Trust me,
I've had. You ever had those moments, especially like a woman's like, you know, straddled.
Oh yeah,
or you know what I mean, or she moves a certain way, and it kind of goes halfway in and out.
Uh-huh.
You see God for a second.
Punch him right in the tits. Come here. How do you like this?
You can seriously lose it when that happens.
Oh, you're not kidding.
That's a pain. A transgender prostitute has sued the widow of a man she had sex with after she said her penis broke during the fatal sex act. The woman identified as Jennifer appeared on a Spanish language courtroom. Really? Casa Cerrado. This means closed house, right? Casa cerrado, meaning case closed. To plead,
close house.
I was close. To plead her case, she told host Anna Marapolo that she was hired by the man's wife to sleep with him as a treat for his 60th birthday. I just want one big candle.
Yeah.
with titties. But Jennifer, who still has her male genitalia, claims she fractured her penis after becoming stuck inside the man. Like two dogs fucking.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
As Miguel, becoming inside the man, identified as Miguel after he suffered a heart attack.
So he clenched up the old man.
Yeah, he had a heart attack while he was getting... Boy.
Oh, boy.
Now, that family is definitely going to believe that homosexual sex is evil.
Right.
It's a sin. Look, remember what happened to Grandpa?
Oh, my Lord. He went his whole life.
Yeah, Grandpa just stayed straight his whole life, and then one 60th birthday, he wants some dick in his ass. He has a heart attack. I didn't think it was his first experience of that kind, Jennifer said. She thought Miguel was having a good time, but he suddenly had a heart attack and died.
That's what you call coming and going at the same time.
Polo asked, why didn't you get up and walk away? Jennifer said, because I was stuck. My penis was inside him.
Oh, my God.
She said she called Miguel's wife, Sylvia, who called the police and the ambulance. Jennifer was left mortified when all the units in Miami burst into the room, saying she only just managed to cover up with a sheet. Can you imagine being a paramedic running into that house when somebody's dead and you see this guy with tits in this old poor Spanish guy's ass?
Oh, yeah, Jesus man. Christ. That is really wild, man.
The clip of her appearance has been viewed more than 4 million times on Facebook of this show. Yeah, so listen, if you think you and your family are having a bad day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Papa Chulo. Take a little, oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. If you ran in on your grandpa. Just,
Again, you know, this is just another story that the population needs to be thinned. You know, there's too many people on this earth. Well, this is one of them that should go into my room, which I call my room.
Oh, boy. Wow. What happened?
She ran a heroin party house and made customers pay to cover to get in.
A cover charge?
So yeah. It was like a nightclub for heroin users.
Right. Like, in other words, you go in a neighborhood, you go to this house, and you pay $20, whatever. I don't know.
So it's like all you can heroin.
You go in, bring your own shit, find a space, and go get high.
It's like a buffet. It's a buffet.
It's a two-shot minimum.
All you can heroin. Yeah.
Two-shot minimum.
Florida woman is accused of running a heroin party house and collecting a cover charge before customers can go inside to get high.
Wow.
The 37-year-old Sarasota woman, Danielle Beggett, was arrested on April 11th on a charge of nuisance dwelling, where deputies responded to 7 overdoses, including her own. Sarasota County Sheriff's Office Special Investigation Section was looking into the surge of suspected heroin and fentanyl overdoses in the particular 4500 block. Imagine being the Century 21 agent, you know, trying to show a house down the street. Uh-huh. What's going on over there? Yeah. Oh, let's go on. There's a better view.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, you said, listen, it's a very safe neighborhood. There's always an ambulance down the block. So if something happens, there's someone always checking out.
You know, but here's the thing about it. At least even in those moments, there was some creativity.
Yeah.
Like, this person actually thought they were doing something good. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm going to bring them somewhere safe where they're not on the street. They're not, you know, I'm going to make a little money doing
it.
And
you know what? She had a vending machine from the needles.
Yeah? Yeah. She was saving up $15,000.
Right.
To get her own one.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
What do you mean I can't get it filled every week? Right?
Holy shit. Can you imagine?
I wonder, I wonder if there's a stat that would say, what is the most purchased vending machine item? Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you think about it, like, you Snickers bar,
yeah,
coffee.
Dude, they just released the top 100 candies the other
really?
Day.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Well, it might have been cigarettes.
Yeah,
cigarettes
since there are
no
vending machine, that'd be a good guess.
Yeah.
I bet you.
Because that was a long, water long time.
Or soda.
Yeah, probably right. Water.
Soda.
But probably soda,
lot,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because there's all the, you know.
Yeah.
And do they really, you know, take good, took numbers of it. Here's a story. Florida judge teaches yoga out on a courthouse lawn. I wonder, you think it's a dude or a chick?
A chick.
Chick.
Yeah?
Sure, why not?
All right. Anybody on Facebook Probably Live want to vote? Florida judge teaches yoga on courthouse lawn. Jacksonville, Florida. Florida judge sometimes wears yoga clothes under her black robe. At noon on the last Friday of every month, Duval County Judge Eleni Durkee strips off the robe and heads to the front of the lawn of the Jacksonville Courthouse, where she leads a yoga class.
That's so cool, man.
That's free to anyone who shows up.
That's great. I wonder if they let people out of jail to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time for your exercise now. Yeah. See, she should do that inside the like the court in the because they always have next to the courthouse. It's always within walking distance or probably attached to the building is your your jail, your county jail, because they can take you right from the jail.
It must be courthouse. It's got to be a little demoralizing if you're in that jail and they just sentenced you to life in prison and she's out there bending over downward dog. courtroom bailiff sometimes tease her, but Dirk says yoga provides a few moments of peace during otherwise stressful day. Sometimes she's even been known to urge jurors to stretch and take deep breaths during lengthy trials. Mm. Oh, namaste.
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 Sorry,
I fucked up.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, 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 kista.
I wonder if she showers after that. You gonna go back in the courtroom sweaty, and
smelling under that robe? Well, she's in a she's all the way up there by herself in that big that big chair. That's got to be great as a judge to sit in that chair.
That's why
to have the power to
sit there and overrule everything.
Lay down the judgment.
Order in the court. You know what really floors me, man? When they after the verdict comes in,
your ex-boyfriend Bill.
Here's the thing. The verdict comes in, and the foreman gives the thing to the bailiff, who hands it to the judge, who opens it, looks at it, hands it back to the bailiff, gives it to the foreman. Have you reached a decision? Well, what say you? Well, you just read the fucking thing, right?
But they have to go through the motions and all that shit.
Yeah, it's official.
But it's stupid.
Look,
he's killed. Wow. It'll be funny if the fucking if they open up the piece of paper, the bailiff reads the OJ, right? Imagine that.
The bailiff reads the
No, the bailiff reads the judge.
Not the judge. Sometimes the
the
foreman of the jury
hands it to the bailiff. The bailiff hands it to the
judge. The
judge
looks at
it
and the judge doesn't read it. The judge reads it, takes it into consideration, then hands it back.
Right.
And then it goes to the foreman who usually reads the verdict.
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, well, that's what
But why doesn't the judge say?
Because the judge can't participate in that. He oversaw the hearing.
Then they should not know before everybody else.
All right, it's not stupid. Your idea of the whole thing is stupid.
That's like finding out if you're going to have a boy or a girl and having a baby.
No, the judge can't say anything. He's got to be unbiased.
That's
judge
what the
just
doctor
runs
knows
the thing.
And doesn't tell
if
you.
If he announces it, then it could be like these morons in the Emmys where they say, La La Land won the Emmy of the fucking,
he's not guilty. And then they let him go.
Yeah.
And he killed everybody.
He read the wrong fucking verdict.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Fucking judge would do that.
They let him go.
Ohio man turns $14,000 found on the side of the road.
What an idiot.
Turns it in.
Why?
Would you turn in $14,000 you found?
I'd turn in,
I would turn in $3,000 of it.
No,
this $3,000.
A couple of hundred bucks.
I don't know.
The bag.
How'd he find it? What is the circumstances?
An Ohio man says he was trying to set a good example for his children. When he turned in $14,000 he found on the side of the road.
From the guy who robbed the bank earlier in the day.
Jake Bowers found the money April 8th as he drove his family to a park in Worthington, a Columbus suburb. Bowers said he initially saw the bag on the roadside. He thought it might contain someone's laptop. Instead, it was filled with $100 bills.
Huh.
Bowers took the bag to the Worthington police station, and it was returned to its owner. Police report says the owner had taken the cash to a car dealer, but left without buying a vehicle. He told police he must have left it on top of his car and driven off.
Wow.
Listen, I've driven off with my wallet. I've driven off.
Cell phone?
With my little bag or a cell phone.
Yeah.
Or a coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I would never drive off with a bag of $14,000 in cash.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man. I'd be clutching that bag hard.
Dude, I open the door. The first thing that goes in
is the bag.
Well, how about the woman?
Yeah. Imagine he gets home. Where the fuck is my $14,000?
Listen to me. And how about the woman who put her baby?
Where the fuck did I put it?
How about a woman who put her baby in the fucking baby seat on top of the car and drove off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
and that baby didn't get hurt, man. It fell right out.
Well, that one guy who tried to claim
it was
that,
a commercial for it was a commercial for the baby seat.
Yeah, there was a guy. Yeah. There was a guy who got. I was watching one of these crime things, yeah. But the guy was found guilty because he tried to claim he forgot. He forgot the kid in the back and left him. Yeah, but he left him in the, and he had gone back. He said he never went back. There was video cameras from a near building that saw him actually going back to something. Like he you know, he's probably checking on it. Somebody posted on Facebook just the other day of a real situation. It was a live situation.
Okay.
And there was a van. It was the window was cracked a little bit on some Walmart.
Yeah.
And there the people like trying to go around and they look at her, and then the cops came and they busted it open. And literally people, like 10, 15, 20 people all gathered around as an Asian woman came with her other kids. She had two kids with her, but this one was left in the car all sweaty and fucking hot.
She didn't like that one.
Yeah.
She liked the other two. Wow.
Ah, you're not my favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
You eat too much.
Yeah. Mommy, I don't think you're my favorite. Listen, just because I left you in the car 14 times. In Worthington, Ohio, Jake Bowers found the money. Yeah, so let's say, listen, I would, like you said, I would.
Is he 24?
You wouldn't feel bad.
What?
You know, if you found, like, first of all, if I found a bag of money, I would think it's criminal. I would think it's like.
It's mine.
You know? Right. You know?
Oh, I lost money. Well, dude, I would take the fucking money.
Well, I hope his kids are. I hope his kids grow up to be just as honest as him.
No, they probably think he's a dumbass because they both they had holes in their shoes and they're living in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah,
you know,
Daddy,
what I mean?
We could have moved to New York.
Right, we could have moved to Cleveland.
I don't know if you heard about this, but you think things are bad in your neighborhood?
No.
You know, garbage and stuff. But this is a story that actually happened the other day. But garbage piles up in Sri Lanka.
Oh yeah,
over 300-foot rubbish mountain in Sri Lanka. That's now Sri Lanka is that got hit with the first tsunami that we had,
mm-hmm.
right? Remember when they had the earthquake and they got to Thailand, all those places got
right.
hit. Over 200 something thousand people dead.
Yeah, they should have taken the garbage with them.
Right,
they left the garbage.
Could you imagine? They needed a tidal wave over there.
There's 300. You know,
that'd be terrible.
Listen, do you know what 300 feet is?
Got to clean that shit up.
300 feet is gigantic.
Okay, picture this.
It's 100 yards, the height of a football field.
It's a 10-story building. Okay,
you're going to tell me 300 feet's not 100 yards?
It's a 30-story building.
I know, but that's 100 yards.
So lay down in the end zone and then look up at the other end
right.
zone.
look at a 10-story building. That's what you're looking at, a pile of garbage.
10 stories. There's not a lot of 10-story buildings around here, so to give you an idea.
Tampons.
But you know what happened? The other day, the thing collapsed.
Yeah.
Hundreds of tons of rotting garbage have piled up in Sri Lanka's capital after a 300-foot rubbish mountain collapsed and killed 30 people.
That's right. Imagine trying to eat your way out.
Authorities shut down the main rubbish dump on the northeast edge of the Colombo on Tuesday, 4 days after it destroyed 145 homes and buried victims in a garbage landslide. Hundreds of troops were still reaching for six people missing since the accident,
right.
but authorities were not hopeful to pull them out right. without smelling like shit.
And you know what? The worst part was some guy rescuing somebody slipped on a banana peel and banged his head and died.
Yeah.
He did. It was,
he was the 29th guy.
Yeah, he did. What are you laughing at? Engine?
I'm glad he said that, not a used condom.
Right.
So can you, Eddie, there's so many people there. And like, you know, people that travel to India and stuff will talk about that, like how bad it is.
It smells.
My daughter went to India. She went there and she was like, you know, just the stuff was
people dying
life changing.
In the streets.
It's disgusting and it's, you know.
I couldn't even imagine like being in, like you ever seen Slumdog Millionaire, how they all lived in those like.
Right.
On top of each other in piles of garbage. Like, yikes.
Yeah.
I had a friend who came. He was an Indian guy. He came here and he was in the States for like a week and he just felt terrible. This was just nauseous all the time, headaches, in pain. He went to the doctor. Doctor goes, I know what's wrong. He goes, take this bucket, shit in it, piss in it, puke in it, take a paper towel, hold it over your head and breathe in it for about 15 minutes. He goes, what's wrong, doctor? You think you're homesick. Anyway.
Yeah. Saw that coming, but that was good. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I want to thank Peter Lender for joining
us
today.
This has been a lot of fun today.
A good show. And, of course, Elgin David.
It's always a great show. Today we were trying Elgin.
Just Elgin. And if you want to follow Elgin.
Follow me at Elgin.
That's right.
No, follow me at Elgin David Comic.
Peter Leonard.
Follow me at The Little Engine That Could.
There you go. You got a new location for the...
I'm working on a couple of really good ones, man.
Cool.
Gary Rack. But you follow me on the Food for Thought radio show. You can still see me there.
Go to there. And, of course, guys, it's tonight's Tuesday. But tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Wine Bar in downtown Jacksonville. Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But don't miss a Wise Guys comedy show this week at Tavolino's if you're in the area. Your host will be Teresa Carissimi.
Wow.
Nice.
Special guest from Orlando, Jeff Jones. And our headliner from touring with Gary Owen, Gene Harding. That will be your headliner this week. So it's a great show. Go out and see it. Just $10. Great night of comedy. Great food. Thanks to Tavolino's for everything. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Subscribe. We're free. We have a lot of funny shows. And we appreciate your help. And we also can donate up to $1 a month. If every one of our regular subscribers donated $1 a month, every one of these, our co-hosts, would get gas money for coming into the studios. And we would greatly appreciate it.
And how many... implants can you buy for your hair?
And I'm gonna cover that cost first because the host is the most. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you here next week, right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. Of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey.